Next up is Emmy James, that's Trigger-Tree's character, who's a bookworm and trained assassin. And first up is Ellie.
Sometimes I just look up at the stars and think how meaningless and small we all are. Does it really matter? Am I taking a life here or a life there? We all seem so big and important up close, but far enough away and we're pinpricks. Insignificant specks in a never-ending abyss. One star falls, nobody notices. Nobody pays attention. It's the same here. Our world is overpopulated with insignificant lives. Yeah, Danny? Can you call back? I'm gonna have to reschedule the study group. I've got a lot on my plate right now, and I really can't focus on string theory. Danny, please talk to me. I told you this is just a job. You know how much textbooks cost. Okay, that was a little sardonic, but please, say something. All right, I know it's a lot to take in, so I'm going to go clean up, all right? And when I come back, maybe you'll feel up to speaking to me again. Just know that I love you, okay?
Medity is up next.
Sometimes I just look up at the stars and think how meaningless and small we all are. Does it really matter? My taking a life here or a life there? We all seem so big and important up close, but far enough away we're pinpricks. Insignificant specks in a never-ending abyss. One star falls, nobody notices, nobody pays attention. It's the same here. Our world is overpopulated with insignificant lives. Yeah, Danny, can I call you back? I'm gonna have to reschedule the study group. I've got a lot on my plate right now, and I can't really focus on string theory. Danny, please talk to me! I told you this is just a job! You know how much textbooks cost? Okay, that was a little sardonic. But please, say something. All right. I know it's a lot to take in, so I'm going to go clean up, all right? And when I come back, maybe you'll feel up to speaking to me again. Just know that I love you, okay?
Ragai is up next.
Sometimes I just look up at the stars and think how meaningless and small we are. Does it really matter? Am I taking a life here or a life there? We all seem so big and important up close, but far enough away we're pinpricks, insignificant specks in a never-ending abyss. One star falls, nobody notices, nobody pays attention. It's the same here. Our world is overpopulated with insignificant lives.
Yeah, Danny, can I call you back? I'm gonna have to reschedule the study group. I've got a lot on my plate right now and I can't really focus on string theory.
Danny, please, talk to me. I told you this is just a job. You know how much textbooks cost. Okay, that was a little sardonic, but please, say something. Alright, I know it's a lot to take in, so I'm gonna go clean up, alright? And when I come back, maybe you'll feel up to speaking to me again. Just know that I love you, okay?
Next. Finally, for this character is Dark Wolf.
Sometimes I just look up at the stars and think how meaningless and small we all are. Does it really matter? Am I taking a life here or a life there? We all seem so big and important up close, but far enough away, were pinpricks, insignificant specks in a never-ending abyss. One star falls, nobody notices. Nobody pays attention. It's the same here. Our world is overpopulated with insignificant lives.
Ha! Yeah, I'm gonna have to reschedule the study group. I've got a lot on my plate right now and I can't really focus on string theory. Danny, please talk to me. I told you this is just a job. You know how much textbooks cost. Okay, that was a little sardonic. But please, say something.
Alright, I know it's a lot to take in, so I'm gonna go clean up, alright? And when I come back, maybe you'll feel up to speaking to me again? Just know that I love you, okay?
Trigatree.
Dylan.
Why didn't right. Monty audition for this character?
Why didn't Monty audition for, like, the real girl characters in general? That's what I want to know.
Alright. Dark Wolf, this scared me because for some reason I was expecting a woman's voice. Like, I temporarily forgot it was you when I opened the file, and then I heard, like, a dude. I did like your acting in this, though.
Yeah, Dark Wolf, your acting might have been fine, but you kind of missed the Danny, can you call back part of the second line, so you're disqualified.
I have nothing to say about that.
Dark Wolf, you're losing it today.
Today is just, it's been a bad day for you, DW.
Like, you have... this is just killing me.
Yeah.
I know it's killing you, too.
I'm sure it's killing you probably more than it's killing us.
Anyway, Rye Guy, I wasn't really sure about the voice, like, whether it worked for me or not, because you sounded like the creepy guy in Family Guy.
Again, it sounded like Mickey Mouse. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. Ellie, I liked how you handled the emotion in the first line. It flowed well for me. You thought about what you were talking about and everything. It seemed very train of thought. I like that you were trying to get things to go on as usual in the second line. And the last line, that was really nice for me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and you reminded me of Ellen Page in Hard Candy, which is ironic because I cast you as Jeff, I think.
You did. It's rare that we get to hear you do something sort of serious. I liked it, but your second line to me, it didn't sound like you were involved enough in the dragging. Like, it didn't sound like you were strained enough, but nobody really did, so.
And then Melody, I didn't feel like enough train of thought in your first line, because you paused so many times, and it sounded like you were trying to be deep with the pauses, but it wasn't working for me. And then, in the second line, that was really nice for me. But the last line, that too was also, like, it was really nice. And then you started sniffing. And, I have a pet peeve with people sniffing.
Maybe she's on the coke. to me, you sounded more like a 9-year-old in this than when you were supposed to sound like a 9-year-old.
Yeah. What's up with that?
To be fair, I liked both of the dudes' actings more for this character. If they could only sound less like they had a penis and could read words properly. But you sounded better than anyone on line two as far as the straining goes. And that's probably makes you my favorite. But I don't have the final say in this one. Trigatree does. Trigatree? Well,
all right. So I would cast Ellie in this role.
Ellie, good job.
And then second to Ellie, I would cast Melody.
Melody, good job.
And then after her, being that I only have one last choice, I would cast Rye Guy.
Rye Guy, good job. These are horrifying, like, thoughts. Rye Guy is playing a 9-year-old girl in this character, too. Is it? I think it's Rye Guy. Anyway, yeah. It's like Rye Guy and Dark Wolf are the only dudes that, like, audition for, like, characters you would not think they... you would ever cast a guy as, and it's paying off for them because no one's auditioning for them.
Seriously, guys. All right.
Well, it's paying off for Rye Guy. Dark Wolf keeps screwing it up. But... all right, we done?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the cartoon female animal category, and this character is one that I did. This is, well, I didn't do her. It's Darla the Slutty Flamingo. Take it away, Iomonte.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite. Hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cock? Tail? That colouring is natural. Oh. You know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Actor Man's up next.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we could still be friends.
I think above all other nights, this theme is the most disturbing to me. Hearing you guys do some of these things. Dark Wolf, I'm sure this will also be disturbing. You're up.
Hi, sexy. Haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I had a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Ellie, you're up next.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural? Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you, just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Medity is up next.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Oh, look, Peachy. I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Molly Fool, you're up.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg, but it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Russ, I can't even begin to imagine what this is going to sound like, but you're up next.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the water hole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg, but it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
You know what? I take it back. That's exactly the way I imagined it would sound. Rye guy, you're up.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? My coloring is natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg, but it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. Just not like that. Your legs just aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
I seriously think this episode is turning me into a raging homosexual. Sam Haft, you're up.
Hey, sexy. I haven't seen you at the waterhole before. Come closer. I don't bite hard. I'm just tickled pink to meet you. Can I offer you anything? Water? Shrimp cocktail? That coloring isn't natural. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have a meeting with another flamingo about a leg. But it was nice chatting with you. Look, Peachy, I like you. It's just not like that. Your legs aren't long enough. Oh, don't cry, honey. Look, we can still be friends.
Okay, Actor Man, I like the southern accent. Darla sounds kind of like a southern name, and you made her so skanky sounding. I liked it.
Yeah. I thought your voice worked. You're solid on these female voices.
It's very distinct.
I love the line when you realized the fake coloring. That was nice.
Dark Wolf, I liked, again, the southern accent. I liked your more sultry phone sex voice on this one. It totally gave me a boner. Dark Wolf's just not, he's just not having a good night. He doesn't have a high score. He's messed up a couple times, and he gave me a boner.
That's never a good thing.
Never a good thing. Ellie, I didn't really like the characterization in this so much. I did like your kiss, and I did like your reading of, but I didn't feel like you took on the character. It was just kind of like you were reading the lines.
Yeah, like you did a couple of sexual nuances, but you weren't incorporating them into your read as well.
I would prefer you to be more sexual as my season 2 girlfriend. Medity?
Medity.
All I have for you in capital letters is do want.
The only thing here is that I heard... Never mind, that was probably Dylan. I heard noises. They were probably Dylan.
No, I had my microphone muted. I heard noises at the beginning of the file, too, but it wasn't in, like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't in the way of the lines, so that's forgivable, but don't do it.
Motley, your voice wasn't
girly.
Wait,
I didn't get to say anything.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I like that you didn't press the sexy to go crazy over the top, which is the only way you can really do sexy. Anyway, Motley.
Motley, your voice wasn't girly or sexy enough for me.
Yeah. Russ.
Okay, this is what...
I don't know how to feel about this.
This is what your line sounded like to me. Hey, sexy, I haven't seen you at a wa-wa-wa. It made me laugh out loud because it was almost like you were purposely misprint, like slurring, but I couldn't understand a word of it.
Oh, I don't think it was that slurred for me.
Hey, sexy, I haven't seen you at a wa-wa-wa.
Right guy.
I didn't like this voice, and I liked your acting, but I didn't like the voice.
The voice is once again Creepy Guy on Family Guy.
It's that same Mickey Mouse voice I don't like.
Sam,
this was sensual. It was like a sexy tranny.
I like it when you talk like a woman, Sam.
Me too, Sam. Monty?
Monty? I think you said that color is natural, or that color is natural. I could have misheard it. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I didn't like your reading of the line. I did like where you paused on cock and stressed it.
Yes! I love what you did with cock.
It was a good choice, but your reading was very robotic, which bummed me out. It was like very, like, I don't know. I just didn't like your read on it, unfortunately. Which is sad because you need some points. Melody would get cast as this role.
And in the event that Melody suffers a horrifying
death.
Don't
you talk about Melody that way. In that event, Dark Wolf would get the role. Good job,
and
Dark Wolf.
And in the event that Dark Wolf plummets into the ground.
Then it would be Sam Haft. Only if he wears panties when he reads it. Okay. Moving on.